Shitam
Nayana Guru Vatusishitam
Shinaru Vacha
Shinaru Vacha
Atatraitya Sutta Sarve
Atatraitya Sutta Sarve
Shukvata Anuvarnitam
Shukvata Anuvarnitam
Jagurha Niravadhanitvam
Jagurha Niravadhanitvam
Nayana Guru Vatusishitam
Nayana Guru
Vatusishitam Shinaru Vacha
Shinaru
Atadaita Sita Sarve
Atadaita Sita Sarve
Shukata Anubarnitam
Shukata Anubarnitam
Jagoha Niravadhyatam
Jagoha Niravadhyatam
Naira Guru Anusikitam
Naira Guru Anusikitam Shinaru Vacha
Shinaru Vacha
Taditya Sita Sarve
Taditya Sita Sarve
Shutvata Anuvarnitam
Shutvata Anuvarnitam
Jagrahur Niravadhyatvam
Jagrahur Niravadhyatvam
Naiva Guru Anushikshitam
Naiva
Guru Anushikshitam very pleasing to the ear and appealing to the heart.
Thus one is inspired to take the Krishna consciousness. And if one practices the process in this life, he is surely successful in returning home back to God. By the grace of Prahlad Maharaj, all his class friends, the sons of the demons, became Vaishnavas. They did not like hearing from their so-called teachers, Sunda and Amarga, who were interested only in teaching them about diplomacy, politics, economic development, and similar topics, meant exclusively for sense gratification. Om Jnana Jamanandasya Jnana Jana Sattva Krishna Jnana 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 Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhupada Nitha Shri Prabhupada Shivasa Kirova. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is actually happening now also in our society. There's many people that go to school to learn about politics, economic development, diplomacy, but there's devotees preaching at these schools, at these universities, and some of them are really devotees. So they go to learn about all kinds of nonsense, but then the devotees are there preaching. And people are becoming devotees, especially in the area there, Champati, Pune. So many devotees are coming out of these universities. There's a whole army of devotees that are preaching at these universities, and they're giving these wonderful devotees. So it's still happening. Radha Swami, he's got a really nice system of preaching these universities. And it's so much so that there's students that are lined up to move into the temple. There's like 120 brahmacharis in Chaupati, and these nice intelligent students are lined up to move into the ashram. Therefore, Maharaj is sending devotees all over the place, Pune and other places all around. There's about 12 centers around Champari. So he's expanding all over Champari. I mean, Calcutta, all over. So this is happening now, as we speak. Very auspicious. Because in the universities, basically, it's just what Prabhupada mentions here, economic development. You go there, you learn, you get to learn some trade, and you go out and make a lot of money, or maybe not a lot of money. Sometimes you have a hard time getting a job, you don't have a graduate. It's just like a conveyor belt. You're born, you go to school, you come out of school, you get a job, you get a family, you get old, you die. That's it. It's just on this materialistic conveyor belt. But actually, the goal of life is a tato brahmani gas, to stay in the air. That the goal of life is to inquire about what is the truth. But in the universities, you have to learn about so many theories. You have to learn about the theory of evolution, the theory of Big Bang. So many theories you have to hear about. But this is the absolute truth. So better to hear about the absolute truth than all these relative things. And here in the purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions a very important verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Siddhanta Prasanna Mama Virya Sandra. The Bhagavad-gita-parama sahaya. The devotees of the Lord, they derive great happiness in hearing about Krishna in the association of other devotees. And this is very pleasing to the ear and to the heart. And by this, simply by this hearing, one becomes liberated from material life. One gains shraddha, one gains faith in Krishna by this hearing. Just like so many other Bhagavad Gita's had come to the West before Prabhupada came. But no one became a devotee of Krishna because they didn't actually have faith. They would give wrong conclusions of the teachings of the Bhagavad Gita. Just like even Mahatma Gandhi, he says, the field and the pondering of the five senses. There's so much speculation. So Prabhupada wanted to give the pure message of Bhagavad Gita, and as a result, thousands of devotees all over the world. So he had great faith when he came in 1965. He wrote this nice poem. I do not know, he said, I do not know if they will be able to accept my message. But I have great faith in the holy name of Krishna. Great faith. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta says what he taught for. He said there's two types of devotees. There's the bhajanandi, they like to chant. Which is nice. Chanting artists. It's nice. But then there's another type that likes to preach. That's the Goshti Nandi. They like to preach, they like to go out and preach. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that the best devotee is the Bhajan Nandi that likes to preach. He likes to do both. Not just one or the other, but he likes to. Prabhupada was like that, he liked to chant. There was one instance where a devotee, he was visiting one temple where Prabhupada was also visiting, and he was really looking forward to hearing Prabhupada speak in Bhagavad. So Prabhupada started the Jai Bhagavad, and then he went into Hare Krishna. And he kept chanting. And he kept chanting. And he kept chanting. And he chanted the whole class. He just chanted. And then the body was saying, oh, I want to hear the class. I want to hear the class. But then he understood actually the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam class is to hear. It's to hear. So to hear the holy name of Krishna is that's the essence. I was just with Tarikram Swami in Poland recently, and he told me a nice pastime. He was just getting ready to massage Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada told us, wait a few minutes and do it. So he continued chanting. And after Prabhupada heard him chanting for a few minutes, he asked Tridikram Brahmacharya, are you hearing? Are you hearing your holy name? And he was like, of course I'm hearing. He didn't say that, but in his mind, of course I'm hearing chanting. And Prabhupada said, no, I know you're hearing, but you have to hear very attentively. You have to hear very attentively. Because this chanting is the essence of our philosophy. It's very important that we chant very attentively. It's not easy. As Srila Bhakti Siddhanta says what he talked about, he said, the mind is a non-devotee. So that's why it's hard to change. Mind is more indifferent. It wants to go up on all other sorts of things. So, therefore, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta says what the Thakur said, we have to beat the mind. 100 times in the morning, the shoe. 100 times in the evening, with a broomstick. So, generally we don't beat devotees. scientists are devotee scientists, he said you should kick the materialistic scientist in the head. And the more you kick them in the head, the more you're advanced in the spiritual life. In other words, kick them in the head with the philosophy of our understanding of the truth. So devotees used to take things very seriously, very literally, so devotees used to go down to the basement and then hit somebody else's shoe 100 times. And then Prabhupada heard about it and said, you beat your mind with your intelligence. So they stopped doing that. But some of them were kind of lamenting because they liked that part of the morning program. So, yeah, we beat our mind with our intelligence. So what does that mean? That means we have to have very strong intelligence. And that comes from hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita. This nurtures our intelligence, so we become very, our intelligence becomes very sharp, very strong. We beat the mind down. And if we don't have this strong intelligence, then the mind is very powerful. It becomes stronger. So that's the only thing that can keep the mind down, is our, is this sharp intelligence, the spiritual intelligence. There's so many people that are very intelligent, but they haven't a clue about who they are, what the goal of life is, the soul, the God. So this nurtures our spiritual intelligence, which gives direction towards Krishna. So we gain faith by this healing. And Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, those who are not faithful, they return to the cycle of birth and death in this material world. And Prabhupada says in one purport that the greatest fear of a devotee is to again enter into the animal species of life. It's the greatest fear. So we don't want to go backwards and keep going forward. But to do that, we have to be very, as Prabhupada mentions here, he says we have to be very sincere and very serious. So I looked up because these words are very similar, sincere, serious, very similar. So I looked it up in the dictionary, sincere means genuine desire. In other words, no ulterior motive. It's like it's very nice. For survival, some parodi, the tobacco works too. A high capacity, the yajnas. The supreme occupation duty for all mankind is that by which one can attain to loving service to Krishna. And such service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted. That's genuine. No motivation other than to please Krishna. That's a very high standard. Generally, there's some motivation in things that we do. We're not pure, there's still some tinges of selfishness, there's some other motives. So to be unmotivated and uninterrupted, what a high standard. No interruption, just Krishna, 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 and more Krishna. No interruption. Very high standard. So why is Krishna asking for such a high standard? Because if we do attain, by the mercy of Krishna, attain love for Krishna, then the result is we go back to Krishna. And in the spiritual world, they have a very high standard. Very high standard. Everybody's pure devotee. Everybody is engaged, unmotivated, uninterrupted devotional service. So if we want to enter into that association, we got to pick up that mood, that transcendental mood of devotion. Not easy. Krishna says in the Uddhava Gita, he says that of difficult things to conquer. Manaprasada Swamina Monopada. He says of difficult things to conquer, I am the mind. Very difficult to conquer the mind. So, but Krishna is very powerful. He's extremely powerful. And if we take shelter of Krishna, Krishna will help us to conquer the mind. Well, the materialistic mind. Even in the spiritual world, they also have a mind. But they have a pure mind. So we're trying to conquer a rascal mind and develop this pure mind. Again, the same. There's pure intelligence. It's like in the spiritual world, they're also thinking. It's like that nice pastime of Krishna and Mother Yasoda. Mother Yasoda, she was breastfeeding Krishna. And then she was also boiling milk, so the milk was starting to boil over, so she thought, oh, well, I have to serve, I want to serve Krishna, I have to take that. So she put Krishna down, and she's taking care of the milk. So she's thinking, you know, well, what should I do here? I want to serve Krishna. In this way, but I got to serve Krishna in that way too. So she's thinking. Yeah. So they're thinking, they're not mindless. They have a mind, have a pure mind. So that's what we're trying to do. Pure mind, so that when we leave this body, then we'll be able to think of Krishna. And it's said that at the time of death, that one's life flashes before one, whatever one has been thinking of, attached, whatever one is mostly attached to, that's going to come. That would be the focus. So if we're attached to Krishna, then that's what we'll think. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was preaching to Sanatana Goswami, and he said there's two reasons why it's difficult to attain love for Krishna. One is that we actually have to be attached to Krishna. Now we're attached to so many other things. We're attached to this body. We're attached to things that are related to this body, you know, relatives. We're attached to misconceptions. So we have to somehow learn to be detached from these material things and attached to Krishna. And the other reason, he said, is because Krishna simply doesn't give it easily. And the reason Krishna doesn't give it easily, this love for Krishna, is because, as it's stated, he's conquered and overwhelmed by pure love and devotion. Krishna's controlled by love. So if he's not just going to give love for him to anybody who might, you know, use Krishna, but he's going to give it to someone who's shown that it's a genuine interest in serving. Then he gives. He wants to give. I was listening to an amazing lecture. Prabhupada said that Krishna feels more pain than the pain we experience in material life. I was surprised. So Krishna is ever expanding ocean of bliss. That's always happened. But he feels pain, just like a father. A father may have many sons, and one son becomes degraded, and he is taking drugs, and he's become a criminal, and just become real low class, hanging out with low class people, violent. So he has so many other sons that are nice sons, but just thinking about this one son that had gone bad, he gives pain. He gives pain to the father. To think about the son that has become so degraded. So, Krishna is the best father. He's the most compassionate, kind father. So many living entities are suffering, so there's pain. So, therefore, he comes to help. Now, imagine if one of these sons of this father who has this son that went bad goes out and tries to help this son that had become degraded. And then he goes back to his father and he begs for forgiveness for not being a good son. And then he just goes on being a good citizen, a good son. So imagine how the father will feel towards this one son that went out of his way to help this son that had gone dead. Imagine how he feel. He'll feel really good. He would be the best son. Because without anybody speaking to him, he just went out of his way to help. So this is what this movement is about. It's a movement of going out and trying to help these sons that have become outlaws, that were supposed to follow the laws of God. This is religion, to follow the laws of God. But so many people have given up following the laws of God, so they become outlaws. So when we go out and preach, we're trying to help them become good citizens again. And these books are actually their instruction guides for the human form of life. How to be a good citizen again. People haven't a clue, just like we didn't have a clue, and I didn't know it was wrong to eat meat. None of us probably did. Gamble and take intoxication. Maybe as long as that's some vague understanding what was right and what was wrong. But now we have this knowledge coming from Krishna. We know very clearly what is right, what is wrong. And in the 16th chapter, Divine and Mayan Natures, Krishna says it's the first symptom of a demon. They don't know what to do, what not to do. So, but demons can become devotees. Jagannath Mata, so divine. But they became branches of the tree. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, great devotees. So we can also become devotees if we take this seriously. And therefore Prabhupada says it's sincere and serious. So serious, I looked that up. Because serious means thoughtful. Thoughtful. We shouldn't just read and just read like that some text in the university or stuff. But actually when we're reading, we should try to absorb. Really try to absorb what's being said here, as it said. Practically every sentence in the purport is like a slogan in itself. He's so pure. And Prabhupada says in one purport that if one hears with rapt attention, one can see Krishna on every page of the Bhagavad. But to hear with rapt attention, one has to be pure in mind. But to be pure in mind, one has to be pure in action. And to be pure in action, one has to be pure in eating, speaking, making. But if one is able to hear with rapt attention, then one can see Krishna on every page of Bhagavad. It's interesting. What's really interesting is that our ability to hear with rapt attention is dependent on how we eat, sleep, make it. So generally when we eat, we just like, chow down. But actually it's prasad seva. And therefore Prabhupada, he would honor prasadam, he would always eat by himself. It was a very personal thing, because prasadam, it's Krishna. So there's one devotee who was serving Prabhupada. He wanted to be in the room when Prabhupada was honoring prasadam. So he went and he put the plate down, and then he just sat next to the door to see if it would be okay. And Prabhupada looked at him and he said, "Yes, can I help you?" "Oh, no problem. Pay for it." So it's a very personal thing. And sleeping. Before Prabhupada would take rest, he would tell his servant, "Now, I'm going to waste time." How many of us think like that before we take rest? Yeah, if you think about it, if you sleep 6 hours a night, you 20 years of sleep. And most of us sleep more than that. It's, put another hour, another 80. So, and Prabhupada said that one can decrease their sleep. It just takes a minute. It's just a matter of practice. He said sometimes the six Goswamis, they would sleep 2 hours or 1 hour. And he said sometimes they would forget to sleep. They're so absorbed. Of course, these are very elevated souls. So eating, sleeping, mating, of course, mating is there for procreation to raise Krishna conscious children. And in that case, their grihasthas, their intelligence is focused on serving Krishna. But if one engages in sexual activity without that purpose, then it's griha mating. It means their intelligence is fixed on sense gratification. That's the grihasthas. So grihasthas is an ashram. And therefore there's many, many great devotees that are in the Grihastha ashram. And there's so many Mahajans, Svayambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Kumara, Kapila, Lurka Bhak, Grihastha, Svayambhu, Narada, Brahmachari, Lord Shiva, Grihastha, Kumara, Rao Brahmachari, Kumara, Kapila, Kapila is household, Mangu, household, Svayambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Kumara, Kapila, Kalada, household, Janaka, household, Pada, Janaka, Bhisma, Brahmachari, and then Yamaraj, and then Malimara, Svayambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Kumara, Kalada, Janaka, Baliya, yeah, Baliya, Maharaj, and Janaka. So they were all, most of their households. That's okay. But in whatever ashram one is in, we have to be serious and sincere. And Krishna, he sees that. And as Prabhupada said, you take one step towards Krishna, and he takes 10 steps towards you. So he's never, Prabhupada says in the purport, he's never inattentive in our attempt to become pure devotees of Krishna. So he's reciprocating for every serious, sincere attempt we make to advance Krishna consciousness, Krishna needs help. Because he wants us out of this mess as much as we do. Now what time is fast over? 8:30? We've got 2 minutes. Any question or comment? Okay, then we'll read this verse one more time. Narada Muni continued, all the sons of the demons appreciated the transcendental instructions of Balad Maharaj and took them very seriously. They rejected the materialistic instructions given by their teachers, Sundam and the Marga. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.